Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back to
Dillard and Wibbs
on 95.7 The Game.
Okay, we're live in the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk is righteously brewed here in San Francisco. We have built a Tuesday that hopefully will help the 49er fans at least understand what's going on.
How so?
Because we got offensive line problems.
Yeah.
So we're going to bring on a bunch of offensive linemen.
Okay, we should probably give today a nickname.
We should, shouldn't we?
We should.
All right, you want me to do it? I'll do it.
You won't.
I will. Mark Schlereth is coming on right now. More on that in a second. John Feliciano in 2 hours. We got offensive line problems. So, Stink, I'm calling it Fat Tuesday. That's what today is. It's Fat Tuesday. We need to figure this out.
All right, and yeah, what are we going to figure out? What are we going to get new players? What are
you
going to do?
You tell me what we need to do. So joining us here on the River Islands guest line, it is Mark Schlereth, Odyssey NFL insider, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast now on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. So first off, how's the podcast going? What were you hitting on this week?
Podcast is going good. We were just talking about the teams in general, like, you know, the Baltimore Ravens, the falling apart of the Baltimore Ravens. Now the Buffalo Bills falling apart. Kansas City all of a sudden, like, 1 week they look great. The next week they look average. You know, if you're talking about NFL in general, and if it what the thing you wanted was parity, you certainly got it. Because I don't know that there's any team that I look at right now that's going, wow, that team is really good. Maybe you could make an argument for the Rams, but everybody seems to be struggling right now. And I don't know that it's going to get any better. At some point, some teams will separate, but right now, everybody's pretty even in general.
I think that's a fair observation, and I wonder where you think the 49ers sit in that, because let's be real, especially when you factor in the injuries, their 4-2 record looks better than I would argue they've looked as a football team. Wouldn't you agree?
I would, and that win against the Rams on what was that, a Thursday night, yep, was big time to be able to figure out a way to get that done. To be sitting at 4-2 and missing the majority of, you know, your offensive stars, if you will, and then some of the defensive injuries that you've had as well. I mean, it's amazing that you are sitting there at 4-2. That is incredible. But yeah, I mean, you know, there are a lot of teams that are injured right now, and it's one of my big pet peeves about how the NFL is constructed. So I'll just go back, and I hate to be the old guy in black socks on his porch shouting at clouds, but allow me to be the old guy in black socks shouting at clouds on his porch. You know, the way we orchestrate or the way we develop NFL teams is we pay an exorbitant amount of money to quarterbacks, to wide receivers, to edge rushers, to left tackles, maybe to a dominant defensive tackle. Like, that's where our money goes. And where we try to save money is in the backup players. When I first got in the league and I was playing for the Redskins, every guy that was a backup on our football team had started somewhere else for 4 or 5 years and came to us and was a backup offensive lineman. And where teams try to save money is on the offensive line. So you may pay, you know, your tackles big money. You may have to pay a guard that, you know, gets to that point money. But then all your backups are first and second year guys that probably shouldn't even be in the league. But that's what you've got, and you try to save money by paying those guys minimum wage, and then you have one or two injuries up front, and you're screwed, because that the line of scrimmage is so important. And you can look at what Mike Vrabel's doing with the Patriots right now. You dominate the line of scrimmage. You know, we make so much out of paying wide receivers and paying this guy and paying that. If you dominate the line of scrimmage, both offensively and defensively, you win regardless of who your quarterback is, who your wide receivers are, all that stuff. But if you get trucked on the line of scrimmage, you're screwed. You cannot win. I don't care who you are. And so it's just really interesting how we value and what we value and how fantasy football seems to have affected, you know, organizations for the most part.
Yeah, I don't have any centers, guards, or tackles on my fantasy team, Stink. I don't know if you do, but I tried to draft a couple, but they wouldn't let me. And just to take this to the 49ers, is this where you look at the Niners and you see this as maybe their biggest problem? Because they have a backup quarterback, and they've got a backup tight end and backup wide receivers, and they've looked good at times, but it seems like the offensive line is the area where they're struggling.
Yeah, that and being able to stop people up front on defense and be able to put a consistent pass rush together. You know, when you lose players there, and now you guys are, you know, not only down Bosa, but now you're down Fred Warner. And, man, it makes it really hard to win in the National Football League when you have injuries. And so, yeah, it's definitely a problem, guys. But, you know, it's a problem all over the place. It's a problem all over the league. And it really feels to me like the further we get away from actual football, the more injuries we get, you know, and in the under the guise, if you will, of player safety. And we want to keep our guys healthy. And so we're not going to practice, and we're not going to do this in full pads. And we're not going to have, like, I don't think you develop kind of a kinesthetic awareness of what's going on and, you know, leverage and how you push on a guy and you know, how your body reacts and all that stuff. And I think it's one of the reasons there's so, it just feels to me, and maybe I'm wrong, but across the board, it just feels to me that there are so many more injuries in today's game. And everybody wants to point, oh, they're bigger, faster, stronger. And I'm like, well, everybody is. So that's not, I don't think that's it. I don't think it's you're bigger, faster, stronger. I think that you're less skilled because you don't work at it, and you don't, what you do in practice doesn't necessarily mimic what you do in football games, and guys aren't prepared. You know, they're not quote unquote calloused for that.
You know, it's interesting, Stink, that you would say that. And by the way, Insider Calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Mark Schlereth with us here on Willard and Dibbs every other Tuesday. Stink, when you say that, it's fascinating because the criticism of Kyle Shanahan and the 49ers team under him, which has often been among the most injured in football, the thought is that he runs one of the more aggressive camps in the NFL. And the reason he does that is because of what you just said. Like, he believes the same thing, that you need to build up that sort of callus in your body in order to handle an NFL season. So, A, what's your reaction to the fact that that hasn't worked for Kyle? And B, what is your experience with a quote-unquote Shanahan-type camp?
Yeah, well, I mean, it was different in my time because, you know, we put on pads twice a day and we went out and beat the snot out of one another. You know, it was a different deal. I will say that one of the big things that I always thought Mike did an exceptional job of was once the season started, and that's obviously Mike being Kyle Shanahan's father, once the season started, we weren't in pads very – we were in pads for the first 20, 25 minutes of a Thursday practice. That was it. But we had the little foam shells on and helmets, and it was full go, no pads. I mean, what we did on line of scrimmage was 100% identical without pads on to what it was if we had pads on. And I felt like, for me, we played faster – on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday doing that, that when we got into the game, it was very similar to what we were doing. So I don't know. I'm not there at practices. You know, when I go to San Francisco to be at practice, I only see the Friday practices. But, you know, I don't know if it's like I believe in that style of practice. I believe that that's the best way to keep as healthy as possible. But I don't know what we're doing in the weight room. I don't know what we're doing, tying everything together. It may just be incredibly bad luck. I have no idea, but man, it just is, it's just disappointing, you know. And I was really hoping for Kyle in San Francisco that, hey man, we'll get through this until the bye week. We'll get everybody back and guys will get healthy and maybe we'll be healthy throughout the, you know, the remainder of the season. But it's an epidemic across the league right now with injuries.
And with the Niners, and you lose Fred Warner in the first quarter, as a player to see that, how devastating is that for the rest of the game to try to recover and go out there and play football?
Yeah, I mean, it's always tough, but you know, as soon as that guy gets carted off and you put your hand back in the dirt, you better have your focus on, otherwise you can get your ass kicked. And so that's just one of those deals that every guy that plays this game understands the danger of playing this game. And it's not a matter of if, it's when. There's 100% likelihood that you're going to get injured and that it's just the way the game is. And every guy willingly accepts that and understands that. And you feel for your guy and you say, man, that sucks. And love you, man. And then you go back out and you just try to get it done. So it just is the way it is. And you hate it, but you understand that's how it works.
Stink, what's the right way for the 49ers to approach the next few weeks? The trade deadline is coming. You've got a 4-2 football team, but it's a football team that's missing so many stars. So, you know, how much capital do you want to give away to go after building around this particular group? What would you say?
Yeah, I would say that I probably wouldn't want to give a ton of draft capital away. You know, this was one of those that, hey, you started that rebuilding process last year, young receivers, young defensive backs, some young players. You've had some injuries again this year. And, you know, you're sitting at 4-2 and you've done it with a kind of skeleton crew to this point. And so I don't know that you want to give a lot of draft capital away. I would say that you kind of stay the course. You see if you can get healthy. Listen, man, the rest of the league is pretty meager as well. And I think Kyle Shanahan's a hell of a coach. I think he puts his players in a lot of really good positions to win. And you've been doing it with a backup quarterback. You're sitting at 4-2, bunch of backup wide receivers. It's impressive what you've done so far. And there is nobody that's running away with this thing. I don't think the Rams are going to run away with the division. I don't think the Seahawks are going to run away with the division. So would I be willing to give up all my draft capital? Probably not.
And when you look at what the Niners need, and many people would look at the offensive line, and I'm struck by what I heard you say earlier today on another show about the offensive line, where you could be 59 for 60 as an offensive lineman, you get beat once, and now all of a sudden you're the GOAT. How much pressure is on these offensive linemen to just basically be perfect every play?
Yeah, you know, I always say it's the most skilled position in football, and you know, people laugh at me, but I'll just go ahead and make my case for you guys in your audience, okay? I've seen a corner transition to safety. I've seen a safety transition to linebacker. Linebacker transition to edge rusher. Edge rusher transition to defensive tackle or defensive end. Defensive end transition to defensive tackle. I've seen a D-tackle transition to offensive line. The transition from offensive line is fan. You don't go anywhere else. You don't go to a different position. You go fan. You go O-line fan. There's nowhere else to go. It's like officer and a gentleman. And so, you know, you think about this. Every time you line up, you're lined up against a guy that is equal in size and strength, but is exponentially more gifted as an athlete than you. And you line up against that guy and you're expected to win 65 of 65 battles. And if you give up one sack, you're a piece of garbage and that guy goes to the Pro Bowl. And no other sport, there is no other sport. If Steph Curry.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Drives by Wimby, you know, and lays it up. People don't go, Wimby sucks at defense. We got to get him out of there. You say, man, that was a great matchup. We don't line up a heavyweight against a welterweight. It doesn't happen that way. This is the one position that that actually happens. So your footwork, your ability to communicate in five playing one, your footwork, your hand placement, your hat placement, understanding leverage, understanding how funnel guys where you want guys to go, understanding where your help is. It is so incredibly technical, and people have no idea how technical and how nuanced the position is and how much technique goes into playing that position. Every little foot, every little step works. You know, I say this all the time. Hands are independent contractors, but feet work in a union. Your feet have got to work perfectly in unison together. They have to tickle the grass. They never come up out of the ground. And it's so intricate. I could talk for hours about it. And it's why it's the toughest position in all of football.
Stink, Mark Schlereth is with us here on Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. It's interesting, Mark, you said earlier that it's part of the culture of football for people to watch their teammate get hurt, tap them on the back, and then just keep moving on. That's the way a locker room is built. But I'm also curious what happens to a locker room when you lose your best players seemingly repeatedly, and this time their leader. Can you relate to this? Did this ever happen to you? What do you think is happening to the Niner locker room in the wake of the Warner injury?
Yeah, I mean, it's just at some point you're just like, really, here we go again? I mean, just snake bit again, and you look at how tough the season is, and it's got to be hard. But again, I think one of the things you have to understand as a player is almost all of us get our opportunity when somebody gets hurt. And, you know, I was a rookie. I was on IR as a rookie. And back then you could come off IR after like 6 weeks. And 6 weeks I started practicing. And then, you know, a couple weeks in and Mark May tears his ACL and next man up. And that next man happens to be me. And I go out to Philadelphia to play a game against the Eagles, who had the number one defense in football. And I know they thought, oh, man, this is going to be a good game for us, right? We got a 10th rounder out of Idaho. It's good. We're going to eat. We're going to feed. And, I went out there and whooped some ass and got a game ball and got in a fight and the whole nine yards. And you get your opportunity, man. You have to take advantage of it. So somebody's going to get an opportunity, and can you take advantage of those opportunities? Can you play to a standard, to a level, you know, that Fred Warner actually has set for that whole team. So, that's the cool thing about, you know, the cool side of tragic injuries like that is somebody else is going to get an opportunity, and it may just launch that particular individual's career.
And that's kind of been the Niners season this year, where Jake Tonjes has gotten an opportunity and he has stepped up, and, you know, receivers and whatnot, and even Connor Colby, the left guard, has gotten a chance and he's come through. And I wonder what you think about this Atlanta game coming up on Sunday night football, based on what Atlanta did last night. Has this game with the Niners gotten tougher for San Francisco over the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, sure. I mean, you know, you look at a couple of weeks ago and Atlanta lost to the Carolina Panthers 30-0. And, you know, and their quarterback got rattled and they ended up pulling him. And, you know, he made a couple of mistakes and then threw a pick six and then threw another pick. And eventually they just pulled him out of the game. And, you know, he was rattled, looked awful, and they couldn't do anything. And then all of a sudden, you know, they've won a couple games in a row and they look pretty dominant offensively, defensively last night against the Buffalo Bills. And so, yeah, they're playing with some confidence right now. And all of a sudden, the lowly NFC, you know, South, which has just been a dumpster fire with New Orleans and Carolina and Atlanta, and, you know, Tampa's the only one that has a legitimate shot at winning things. You know, all of a sudden, you know, Carolina's 3-3 and playing better and won two straight games. And, you know, they're they've kind of rebounded. Now Atlanta playing better. And like I said, you know, that division isn't the sad sack that it normally is.
Hey, Stink, did you catch all the sideline antics, the arguing between Juwan Jennings and Kyle Shanahan?
No, I did not. I tried to get caught up on Mondays and some on Tuesday. So I watched the 30-minute cut-ups of the game, you know, going play by play by play. So I don't get to see a lot of the sideline stuff that goes on.
Yeah, no, fair enough. But just let you know, like, you know, both guys are like, hey, whatever, you know, emotional stuff. But basically, Kendrick Bourne off the street is getting all the targets. Juwan also admitted to reporters after the game that he's not just playing hurt. He started detailing the injuries. He's like, I've got 5 broken ribs. All of these things to me after a contract holdout in the offseason, it sort of feels like he's barking and feeling sorry for himself. I see what's going on in Philly where now they won't run the ball. They're also not winning games anymore. Like, I don't want to paint all wide receivers with a broad brush, but what's your take on that position and the way some of the guys are handling struggles in not getting targets?
Yeah, well, I mean, I want guys that can get 0 targets and throw some great blocks and be happy and excited and ecstatic about a win versus guys that, you know, get 10 targets and get 100 some odd yards and 2 touchdowns and lose and throw a party, you know, at the restaurant after the game. I just don't like the selfishness. And again, this goes back to the fantasy football we talked about when we started this show. You guys do realize that you're like receivers are like children. You know, a lot of them, not all of them, but most of them are like the diva ones are like children. One, you're completely dependent. 10 other guys have to do their job exceptionally well for you to sniff a ball. And 2, you guys whine and piss and moan if you're not fed. You're just like toddlers. And it's incredible. And like I've said this many times, like if you're going to whine and piss and moan, what I would like to do is take you down to one-on-one offensive line versus defensive line and let some defensive tackles put you in a guard and let defensive tackles beat the living piss out of you so that you understand what everybody else has to do for you to sniff a football. You know, it is the ultimate team sport. And that position, to me, is the ultimate dependent in that team sport. We're all dependent on one another doing our jobs, but there's no position that's more dependent on everybody else doing their job than wide receiver. And the fact that you guys don't understand that blows me away. It just absolutely befuddles me.
There it is.
Talking about toddlers.
There you go.
Yeah,
that's a good
I've
answer.
Got one, Sting.
That's a good answer.
I live with one, so yeah. I mean,
you know what I'm talking about.
I should put some wide receiver gloves on her and watch her run around the house and throw fits.
She's a diva.
Yep, no doubt.
That is right.
Stink, we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care, guys.
Okay, there it is. That's Mark Schlereth, Odyssey NFL Insider, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Mark is the host of the Odyssey original The Stinkin' Truth podcast. Remember to listen to The Stinkin' Truth podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. I had a feeling we might get a decent answer out of him.
Yeah, good answer.
About that issue.
Yeah, and I heard him earlier talking about the offensive line part of it, and he's right about where, you know, you're expected to go 65 for 65, and, you know, the old lineman's going up against, I don't know, you're going up against Micah Parsons, let's just say, right. Or Nick Bosa, who is 6'4", 265. He's faster than you, stronger than you, quicker than you. He's a better athlete than you. Make sure you block him every single time.
Don't mess up.
Never mess up. And if you do, well, that guy goes to the Pro Bowl, and then you're a bum.
Well, I mean, again, this is a wonderful window into the thought process that's happening out there, I think, in certain position groups. What, again, is the name of our next offensive line guest, John Feliciano, at 5 o'clock? What's the name of his new podcast?
Not Our Fault.
Not Our Fault. And this is what, I mean, you just heard it from Schlereth. You're hearing it all around. And I know that we're spending a lot of time today on it is your fault, but I also think within your fault, it's not your fault. Like, I think most people are more upset at the structure of the 49ers roster-wise and the fact that they haven't put more emphasis
right.
on getting young, building, high draft pick, offensive linemen. But that's the way a lot of O-linemen think. And if the wide receivers are the toddlers, the O-line, they are the parents.
Or the grandparents.
It's a thankless
right.
freaking job. And you have to do it perfectly. And when you do one thing wrong, like think about parenting.
Oh, God.
Like, really, there are those commercials about being, you know, kind of like a foster parent or whatever, where they're like, all people, just be there. Will you just keep the kids alive? Will you just give them some love? Just give them a hug once a day. Tell them you love them. And you do that. And that's really the basis of parenting. But we also all go to bed every single day feeling like failures.
Or you send your kid to school with the wrong sandwich,
right?
And he comes back. It's like, Dad, I told you I don't like mustard on that. And it's like, okay, I mean, I'm sorry. I worked 12 hours today. I paid the bills. I did this. I did that. I put mustard on your sandwich.
There you go.
Like,
welcome to being an offensive lineman.
Right, exactly.
A couple of weeks ago, I go home. I cook steak for my children who are under my roof.
Medium rare, too.
Well, but
I'm sure you nailed it.
But it came out medium.
Oh, boy.
And they're like, Dad, a little more red next time. Oh.
Shut up!
Shut up!
All right, 888-957-9570.
They didn't yike it.
They didn't. They did. And they didn't yove it. all right, 888-957-9570. That is the number. Is the window for the Niners? Do you see it as open? Do you see it as closed? Grandy's grade's not far away. John Feliciano at 5. It's Fat Tuesday on Willard and Dibbs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.